The following podcast is brought to you by David Hayes. He is solely responsible for its content. Securities are offered through JW Cole Financial, member FINRA and SIPC. Investment advice offered through CFCI and JW Cole Advisors. JW Cole Financial, JW Cole Advisors, and CFCI are unaffiliated entities. The opinions expressed by David Hayes and his guests should not be construed as specific investment, legal, or tax advice. All economic and performance information is historical and is not indicative of future results. Investing may involve the risk of losing principal. Any tax advice on this show is not intended to be used by any person for the purpose of avoiding U.S. federal or state tax. Penalties may be imposed on such a person, and each listener should seek advice from their tax advisor or legal counsel on topics that arise from the show. David Hayes and his guests are not providing legal or tax advice. Nothing should be construed as solicitation or an offer to buy securities. You're listening to 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win with David Hayes. David has been providing financial advice for over 25 years and is the host of Your Money with David Hayes radio show and podcast. He has been featured in high-level publications such as the Wall Street Journal, Kiplinger's, Fox Business, Forbes, and more. Join your host as he talks about his book, 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Win, an Amazon Daily bestseller. And now, here's David Hayes.
Welcome to episode number 11 of 2025, The Final Drive, What You Need to Know to Win. Of course, The Final Drive is a metaphor on my football coaching and playing days. The time is ticking. Time is running out. Yes, the time is to go is now. So today we're going to talk about a little known opportunity for those of you that have company securities in your retirement accounts. So if you have a profit sharing plan, a 401k, or some stock bonus plan at work that includes your company securities, you're probably eligible for a very often overlooked provision called net unrealized appreciation, or NUA for short. This NUA allows you to pay long-term capital gains on part of your retirement account instead of ordinary income tax. Normally, when you take a distribution from any retirement plan, it's all taxable, especially if it's a tax deferred and not a Roth. So here's how it works. I've been working at this company for a really long time. I've accumulated $1 million in my retirement account, but $300,000 is in my company stock, which is normally the employer match. And the cost basis, in other words, what it would cost at the time it went into my plan, the average over time is $50,000. So upon retirement, or when you take a full distribution, you have the stock sent separately to an individual account, not an IRA. The remainder of your account has to go into an IRA, rollover IRA, or maybe a Roth, depending on how your mix is. You only pay income tax on the cost basis. So I'm paying tax on $50,000, not $300,000. And then I hold that stock or not. But when it's sold, it's treated as long-term capital gains, not ordinary. Under the current tax law, the difference for most people would be 37% ordinary, 15% on long-term capital gains, or maybe less. Because we shared in prior episodes the difference between capital gains and ordinary and how sometimes you can actually unwind a position if you have other assets to sort of coordinate your tax strategy and actually get out of that stock tax free. Because remember, capital gains are different. And just like ordinary income tax, we live in a marginal system. So there's a portion that's not taxable. There's a portion that's taxed at 15%. And if you have a really large, large capital gain, there could be a small part taxed even at 20%. I have done this with so many companies over the years, from J&J, Cummins, Boeing, Lilly. That's just to name a few. But nearly every major corporation matches their contributions with their company's stock. FedEx, UPS, go on and on and on. Every company uses that technique. So most of you, especially if you've been in that job for a long time, have this incredibly overlooked, underutilized, little known opportunity to save thousands and thousands of dollars when it comes to income taxes on your retirement accounts. There's a lot of things that can screw it up. Number one, don't sell the stock before you retire. If you sell the stock, you've eliminated that old cost basis. Even if you buy it back, you now have established a new cost basis, so you completely ruin your opportunity. Number two, you have to do a full rollover. You can't do a partial rollover. So you think, okay, when do I do this? You can do it at a couple different times, usually at termination or retirement. That's obvious. Number two, an age-based in-service distribution. Almost every plan allows for an age 59 and a half distribution. We call that getting ready to get ready for retirement. That's when at 59 and a half, you can say, I'm going to take money out of my plan into an IRA. I'm going to reposition the assets, get ready for retirement. And that's an option available to nearly everyone. But it must be a full transfer, not a partial. Now, let me go back to the termination. Let's say you terminated employment. You've been there for 25 years and you're 50, you know, in your young 50s. Well, if you do this NUA, when you pull the stock out of the plan and you pay tax on the cost basis, because you're not at least 55 when you terminate, and that's a rule of 55. So if you terminate employment in the year you turn 55, you can take money directly from a 401k and not be penalized. If you roll it to an IRA, then you wait until 59 and a half. So in this case, if you're under 55 and you want to do NUA, you better hold on, because if you take an early distribution of that stock, you will pay a penalty on that cost basis. Now, it might be worth it. If you have a monster differential between your cost and your value, sure, it might be worth paying the 10%. Or you could just let it sit in the plan. Let this sit in the plan until you're 59 and a half, and then you can do the distribution, and it would be not penalized. So that's very important to understand. Don't take a distribution from your plan in the year prior to doing this. If you do that, it eliminates your opportunity to do NUA. Beneficiaries can do NUA as well. If you pass away and you have inherited some type of an account that has company stock in it, beneficiaries can also take advantage of net unrealized appreciation. Once again, it's a little known opportunity. Not everyone understands how to do this. Not everyone even knows it's an option. And whenever they realize it's an option, it's this wonderful aha moment that, wow, look at this. I'm able to save thousands and thousands of dollars. And I've seen it happen over and over and over of income taxes just by handling the distribution of my company stock correctly. So lastly, just a couple of NUA don'ts. Again, don't sell the stock too soon in your employer plan. Once you do that, you lose the original cost basis. Don't roll over the employer stock to an IRA. If you roll it to an IRA, it's over. That's an irrevocable decision. You cannot use NUA on that stock in an IRA. You've messed yourself up. Don't take distributions, like I mentioned, from the plan in the year before you want to do NUA. Otherwise, your distribution in that next year would not qualify for a lump sum distribution. Don't forget, you can do NUA with just some of the stock, not all of the stock. Now, I'm not sure if that makes any sense for most of you. It could from a diversification strategy. Because in my earlier example, I have literally 30% of my retirement in my company's stock. That might not make sense. And don't forget, this is so important to make sure all amounts are distributed from the employer plan by the year end balance. The balance has to be zero at the end of the year, so it must be a full distribution. Now, if in the following year there's a trickle in of earnings or maybe another contribution goes in, that's not a problem. But by the end of the year, it must be zero. And don't forget to let the advisor or the custodian of holds this stock know what the basis is. The basis is what you paid tax on, and your 1099-R that you receive from the plan will clearly identify how much that is. And certainly don't forget to let your tax preparer know, just like in a QCD situation, that you did the NUA strategy. Otherwise, they may assume all of the stock that came out was taxable, not just the basis. And really important to make sure your beneficiaries know about your NUA, because unlike most highly appreciated assets that receive a full stepped up cost basis at death, NUA does not. NUA is like a carry forward. So if I inherited this stock that I just referred to that's worth $300, but my dad paid $50,000 tax on, so I have a $50,000 basis, when I inherit that, normally you would have a stepped up cost basis and I could sell it at $300 and pay no tax. But in the NUA world, it carry forward to the beneficiary. So the beneficiary would still pay income taxes or capital gains tax on the difference between the 300 and the 50, but any appreciation that happened beyond that while my dad held it would be stepped up. Very complicated, but very, very beneficial. So if you have company stock in your 401k, this is a huge opportunity to save thousands and thousands of dollars in income taxes. Don't let it pass you by. Write it down. Whatever you need to do to not forget of this wonderful, and like I said earlier, little known and often overlooked opportunity. So if you'd like to talk about how we can help you navigate these complicated issues, please go to cfci.us and contact us to set up your complimentary call, or call us at 812-334-3190 and we will make it happen. Have a good one, everyone.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. The clock is ticking. Each decision that is made today will put more money into your pocket or leave you worried about your financial future. The time to prepare is now. The time to eliminate risk was yesterday. Let's partner to help those around us to make decisions that empower their financial future. If you would like to book David for a speaking event, please contact CFC at cfci.us. You can purchase his book, 2025 The Final Drive, by going to www.cfci.us and clicking on 2025 The Final Drive.